Hello everyone, I'm glad to be on this podcast this morning. I'm going to bring you a word. Welcome to the Plus Size Talk. And as you know, what we discuss here, mostly we talk about plus size issues. This morning, I have another important topic I want us to talk about. My name is Mary Egbude, and I'm a plus size counselor. Today, we are going to be looking at, don't compare yourself with anybody. Don't compare yourself with anyone. Don't compare yourself. And you know, as plus size people, we have this tendency of comparing ourselves with someone else. We have this tendency of comparing ourselves with someone else. And you can't really blame us, because a lot of things are happening out there that are telling us negative things about ourselves, making us look inferior. It makes us lose our self-esteem. It makes us to lose confidence in ourselves. But the truth is, you don't have to compare yourself with anyone, because nobody is better than you. Except you give that person opportunity, or except you make that person feel that way, no one is better than you. You are unique in your own way. You were created in the image and likeness of God. Just because you are plus size does not mean that God loves you less, or you are lesser being. You are wonderfully and you are beautifully made. So you have no reason to compare yourself with anyone. Don't ever think that somebody is better than you. Don't ever see, maybe you look at your stature, you look at yourself in the mirror and you tell yourself, how can I look like this person? This person looks slimmer. This person looks better. This person's more attractive, looks sexy. And you because of that, you look down on yourself. The truth is, everybody cannot be the same. Everybody cannot be the same. God is a God of variety. God created us in different shapes, different sizes, and different forms. And it has its reason for doing so. And if you look at the Bible said that after God created everything, he looked at it and he said it was good. And if God said you are good, nobody can say you are not good, except you yourself say that to yourself. And remember, the Bible also tells us that they that compare themselves with others, they say they are not wise. And we know we are wise people. As a plus size person, you have your own unique features. You are, even though you are and the plus size, you carry yourself with confidence. You have to carry yourself with a lot of confidence. Let people know that you are confident about yourself. And also wear the things that fit you. Don't go comparing yourself, your dressing style, with somebody else's style. Because the truth is, all of us have different shapes. We have different shapes. We have pear shape. We have apple shape. We have different shapes and we have different sizes. And because of that, there are different clothes that fits us, different styles that fits us. Just discover the style that fits you most and wear those type of clothes. Wear the type of clothes that fits you most. Don't go and wear clothes that will be too tight or too huggy on your body and will begin to show all your curves and all the folds. You know, there's a way you package yourself well and you look good and you still look nice. And while you're on this, you also help yourself to make good choices. You know, try to eat well, try to eat right. You don't have to go on a roller coaster diet. You don't have to starve yourself. But you can make healthy choices every day. You can make healthy choices by thinking of the food you want to eat. Maybe instead of taking processed sugar, you can decide to just go for honey. Instead of taking soft drink, you can decide to go for natural fruit juices. There are so many changes you can make in your life on a daily basis. Just choose one thing that you want to change today. Change it today. Change. As you keep on doing that, you notice that you have changed a lot of things over time. And as you do that, you also notice that you feel better. Your body, you can carry your body well. You feel lighter. And you also see some health benefits that these changes can do to your body. Then instead of driving all the time, you can decide to take a walk. If you are going to a mall and it's not too far away from you, you can decide to walk. So these are some of the changes. And you can also decide to join a routine, to have a routine exercise, daily routine exercises. Maybe you join an aerobic class or you go for swimming classes. Whatever suits, whatever makes you happy, whatever you know you enjoy. You don't have to lose weight. You don't have to always do something you don't enjoy, or be in bondage, or be unhappy, be gloomy. And always make sure that while you are on this weight loss journey, while you are trying to work on yourself, you are always happy. Because if you are not happy about yourself, you're not happy about the way you look, you're not happy about the way you feel, it's so difficult and it's so hard to lose weight. I don't get discouraged. You know, sometimes you do all these things, and sometimes it looks as if it's not working. It looks as if it's not just, you're not just seeing results. Just continue doing it. Then don't feel bad about yourself. Don't ever condemn yourself. Don't ever compare yourself. Try and make healthy choices. Like I said before, you will see the results over time. You might not see it immediately, but over time you begin to get the result. Don't ever think someone is better than you, because nobody's better than you. You are one beautifully and wonderfully made. You are a child of the Most High God. And I hope you have been blessed by this podcast. I hope you have been blessed by this word. There is somebody out there that just needs to hear this, and that will make her day. And I want you to share this message. Send it to your friends. Send it to well-wishers. Tell them to share it to other people that want to hear this message, and they will be blessed. And I pray that all the efforts we are making, that God will prosper us in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I really appreciate those little people that come over time. Just save this podcast that you might be able to get other notifications. Start this podcast, join my podcast, so you get other notifications of when I post more messages. You are blessed. My name again is Mary Igbide. I'm a plus highest counselor. And in case you want to reach me, you want to talk to me, you have something you want us to share with me, my number is 080-231-53584. I'll be expecting to hear from you. Thank you, and enjoy the remaining part of your day.